the Kepler spacecraft suggests there could be 40 billion Earth-like planets in our galaxy. I do not discount the possibility that some of them sustain life like ours, intelligent life, and I don't think it violates my religious beliefs in believing that, and I don't think it's a kook theory. I'm not saying I know it. I'm saying I think it's entirely possible. To, I believe it's John in Appleton. Hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I just want to challenge your thinking on that, in that if there were Christianity, if you will, on other planets, if there's other life forms, it violates Scripture because, number one, John 3:16 says, for God sent his only begotten son. He's only got one son, and the whole premise of Christianity is based upon Christ coming to this earth to die for the sin of man. So unless he has, you know, four or five sons to send to these different planets, if you will, or galaxies, as you say, I just see that it contradicts Scripture. So I just wanted to challenge you with that thinking.
Well, and, okay, and let me respond to that. How do you know that somehow they are not aware that Christ was on this planet? That somehow, some way, some prophet of God didn't share that message to thousands of planets?
Well, the way I understand Scripture, and I'll admit that I am a pastor, it is that would make God imperfect because he makes no mistakes. So,
well, I didn't say it was a mistake. Why wouldn't he?
Well, again, that's, you know, you can think the way you want. I'm just saying the way I understand Scripture and the way I preach it, it violates what I understand Scripture to say. And God, you know, has it ever occurred to you that nothing occurs to God, I could say? And so he knows all. Why would he send his son two or three times when he says...
I'm not saying he did. How do you know that somehow all of those intelligent civilizations don't know about what Christ did here?
I'm sorry, say that again.
How do you know that all of those other, however, if it's one, two, or three, or 30,000, how do you know that somehow God didn't send the message to them of what his son did here on this earth?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, you didn't go that far into it, but, you know, to send a message of something that happened. I mean, we're debating on whether or not there's life out there. I mean, how would that?
Well, that's exactly right. So let's turn our attention to the science. When you look at the expansiveness of the universe and even our galaxy, is it really that hard to conceive that this could exist again?
Well, you know, it's interesting because my wife and I just had this discussion 3 days ago. And, you know, anything's possible with God. I just think that the probability contradicts Scripture.
Okay.
So, you know, possibility, yeah, probability, no.
All right, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it. To Fred in Oconto Falls. Fred, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I sort of agree with the last man you were talking to. I take it in, if God would have wanted... If there was other planets that he populated, in the Great Commission in Matthew, at the end of Matthew, where Jesus says, "Go ye unto all the world," the word "world" is very specific, and that's what exactly it means. It means one world. It does. If he would have said, "Go ye unto all the worlds and spread the gospel," and so, and other parts of Scripture, the creation part where he created Adam and Eve, he would have told us in there that he created other Adam and Eve on other planets. So I just agree with the other man that
I don't think
the probability that there are. I do concede that it is possible because, like the man said, with God, all things are possible.
Thanks a lot for the call. I think the probability has just changed, though. You're both saying you think the probability is low. If this evidence is right, then the probability has changed dramatically. And we don't know why God does what he does or why he wouldn't want us to know. Reason sufficient unto him. He's God, you know. Andrew on the road. Andrew, go ahead.
I think it's totally possible. There's always the option that.
Hey, turn your radio, Andrew, turn your radio down a little bit.
Sorry about that.
Nope, go ahead.
I think it's totally possible because the Bible was written by man. Now it was given to man from God, but it was translated and written by man. So there's always the possibility that man's interpretation that went into the physical representation of the Bible exceeded life on other planets.
Okay, we're going to let you go. You cut out really bad there. I want to grab one more call on this in the time that we have. Aaron. Aaron on the road. Go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Just a thought for this and to counteract the first guy, and like you were saying, and you say the science backs this, what's to say that God isn't the ultimate scientist? We are an experiment, and Earth is one of 40 million petri dishes floating around God's shelf, which is the universe.
Well, and thanks a lot for the call, Aaron. And by the way, that belief system has been out there for a long time, and Christians really do, Judeo-Christian believers, really do bristle at that notion. This is where science and God, for a lot of people, often collide. My belief system on this is God created everything, including science, including our, what I consider, limited understanding of how the universe works. And I would say this, if we are on the brink, and I don't think brink, I mean, that could be a century, but if someday we do discover we're not alone, it's because God wants us to. That's what I believe. And I think whether you go by science or religion, if you believe in God, I don't think it's a stretch to believe that he could have done as many creations as he wanted. All right, we didn't get to the fact today's election day in important races around the country, so we'll talk about what happened tomorrow. It's 10:58. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.